Are there any changes to the tentative, excuse me, Boone County Board of Supervisors, August 6, 2019? Are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
Okay. Meet with department heads and elected officials.
Sheriff McVay, Boone County Budget Director and Auditor's Office.
We're hoping to roll the file to the treasurer today, the 2018 tax file, if all the bugs are worked out of the system. And we have a new employee, Angie Cates. She's going to be taking part of Terry Hummer's responsibilities, and then part, she's going to be assisting Chandra and Paul with the filings and stuff, so. But all this one.
Thank you. Jared, land use.
Not particularly eventful week for new inquiries, although we have things that we've been getting comments on a while back finally materializing. So we have a couple of subdivisions up for review right now, actually three total. One anticipate being on the agenda for next week, and then the other two we just got out, so anticipate having the week after that. So had a few new inquiries, but for the most part, it's just following through on those subdivisions that we've known about for a while. Apart from that, I don't really have anything noteworthy.
Thank you. Chris, Conservation.
Hey, good morning. Had a huge weekend this last weekend. Our parks are just overflowing. Big Hollow, we probably had as many people in Big Hollow this weekend as we did 4th of July. The campground was full. The beach was overrun. We had a big group come out and use the beach for some big event they never told us about. Fort Lung Station had the Corey Baker Memorial Catfish Tournament they have every year, so there's a huge crowd up there. Everybody was well behaved, but my goodness, it's just a big weekend. You'd have thought it was a holiday weekend. As big a crowd as we had. So that was pretty neat. Just getting ready for a board meeting on Wednesday. We've got several things on the agenda, some of which may get scratched depending on what comes through, but there's a discussion about land acquisition possibility. We're going to be reviewing our wilderness trip, possible ATV, UTV ordinance, if I can hear back from the county attorney on the golf cart thing. If I haven't by then, we'll end up scratching that, but.
I think they're busy upstairs.
Yeah. People in this community kind of seem to think they ought to be shooting each other up. Keeps our attorney busy, so. And I get that, but so anyway, just getting ready for a big board meeting tomorrow. And then just keeping the parks going. We have summer camps up at Big Hollow this week. They're doing a bunch of canoeing, and I think they're on the shooting range today. In fact, I could probably get out of here pretty quick to go help do that. But it's been neat. We're just looking at reservations, and I think every weekend in August, except for the one right before Labor Day, is completely sold out for Big Hollow for the reservable sites. And we often see a dip right before a holiday, and so that's really not unexpected. We've actually got, after Labor Day, our reservations drop off a little bit, but they're actually kind of trending higher than kind of what we'd expect. Usually Labor Day, but that's not happening anymore. I did try to call Geo yesterday and see if they knew if and when they were going to get their campground open, because we get asked about that. I mean, every weekend we're getting asked about that because people are needing campsites. And I just don't know. I've not heard an updated report as to when they think they're going to have that campground open. Last I knew, it was going to be midsummer, and here we're creeping up. We're past midsummer now, so I don't know when that is.
How do you find somebody that does know?
I don't know. I called out there, left a message. Nobody's called me back. I may just drive out there and just walk into the campground and hopefully find the contractor and say, when do you think it'll be done? Find out myself, I guess. Because, I mean, I would love to have even just a rough idea of when they thought that was going to get open. Because I'd really like to, see and be able to tell people when there's going to be however many sites they're going to have, 60 years, I don't know where it's going to be.
Don't tell them you're not from the state.
Right, yeah.
So just show them you're curious.
Change my shirt just to average citizen pulling there with my camper.
Hey, when are you going to have this open?
So, but, no, it's...
Didn't they use that during the rec party?
Geo? I don't think so.
No, I thought I heard somebody say they used some out there.
They rode through there, but they didn't use any facilities or anything.
Actually, they did.
Really?
They used the bathroom.
My brother-in-law's, yeah, my brother-in-law's on the Friends of Geo thing.
Okay.
They have a lot of campers out there. I'm not sure where they stay.
They have them in the campground, or they put them like over by the beach?
You know, I don't know, because he said the campground will open until next year.
Maybe that's the guy you need to talk to, Chris.
Right, yeah. Can I get his number? Yeah, so, otherwise, we will be, because I know we're gonna get this question out, the river's finally down. We will be getting docks out. Sullivan Sloughs will probably go out this week. And then it's just kinda, we'll see what the river does. It's gotta, I can't remember what the numbers it's gotta get to. We'll probably get Casey Barrows out this week, if not the first or next. And then Hawkeye Dovers, we're still waiting on just a little bit. But probably first of next week, we'll have that one out. Tama's is not gonna go out anytime soon. River's gotta get to like 9.5 or 10 foot before that one can go out, because that parking lot and that walkway sits so low. I would love to see the river get that low, because I'd like to get out there, and we're gonna make some modifications to that. But and I'd like to see what damage we have from all this flooding, because we have our FEMA meeting, whatever it's called, on Monday, to actually meet with the FEMA people and go over our damages. So that process is moving along slowly. I think that's about it.
Chris, do you have a guy at church yesterday told me he's got to make his monthly trip to Big Hollow to empty his black tank?
Uh-huh.
And he said there's a box out there that you can leave a donation. Do you get many people leave a donation when they do that or not?
Sometimes, not so much for that, but we do get people oftentimes, like when they rent, we're doing canoe rentals kind of on a as available basis when they're not being used for summer camps. And so oftentimes people will contribute to that. We've had oftentimes people stay in the cabin and they'll leave a $20 bill or something with their firewood fee. So it does happen a little bit.
Well, he says he puts $10 in when he goes out and dumps it, so.
We much appreciate it.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah.
Brian, how are things in secondary roads?
Fine. Nice to get some moisture.
How much rain did we get?
Sounds like somewhere in the neighborhood of 3/4, closer to an inch when you got down around Burlington.
I just screwed it, only got 4,200.
Oh, that's Danville for you. but if you get up towards morning sun, they were 7/10 up there, and like I said, I know a guy on the south side of Burlington had 9/10. So sounds like Danville got shorted, but either way, we needed it all around, and so finally got the blades out and doing some. It won't hang around long. Sun comes out, you won't hardly even know it rained, but. But,
you better do Danville first, then with the blades.
Oh, we're trying to take all the rock out of that area.
I see.
So, I don't know, a lot of stuff going on, so I'll hit on some stuff. If you've driven by it, you know, if you pay any attention, it's going to look a lot different, but the contractor is getting close to wrapping up on the Flint Bottom closure for the DOT's contractor, I should make it clear. Sounds like, they have to have it open by the end of the weekend, but it sounds like maybe even by the end of this week that it might be open back up. And that'll please a number of people. If nothing else, it means they won't have to drive on gear, and most people aren't happy about having to drive on gear.
I don't blame them.
And I don't either, and I told them, the calls I've had, I said, well, if the spring hadn't been the way it was, that was going to get bid and replaced this summer, but it's going to have to live one more year. So somebody asked me how that was going to make it another year. I said, well, it doesn't have any choice. So so it's going to be there one way or the other. So so that project coming along, and it's quite a bit different. Sometime when we get out on some sort of a road tour, project tour, or whatever, we'll pull in there and show it to you. But it gives you a glimpse of what that's really going to start to look like through that area as that goes up that hill and everything. Tomorrow we got a pre-construction meeting for the Pleasant Grove paving project that we bid, so Sounds like maybe late August is when that contractor's thinking about starting. But he's the one doing some of the paving on the four lane part of the, or the DOT's project. So I'm sure he'll have to wrap that up before he moves to ours. So if I get a better idea, I'll pass it on next week. But he was kind of thinking late August if things hold together. And that'll be roughly a month closure. I did talk to the Mediapolis School District, gave them a heads up. They said that wouldn't be too big of a deal for them. They'd adjust around it. And of course, the Sperry Road Bridge is closed. They were, the bus guy at Mediapolis was less thrilled with that one. But, you know, it is what it is. And so they drove the piling on one side of the bridge last week. And they're going to move to the other side and start tearing the bridge out and work on the piling on the other side. So they're moving along. We did have two piling that wouldn't drive, and once we dug down and we found the old footings of a previous bridge. So we find that different generation stuff, and you bury it, you don't think it's going to come back, and you go drive something into it and you got to remove it. So funny how that works sometimes. Chris mentioned Sullivan Slough. We should wrap up rocking that today. There's a little bit of other stuff we need to do, but even though the river is dropping fast, that's just a big old wet puddle down there. So we're gonna have to let that dewater a little bit before we do anything else. We've had our motor grader stuck twice down there, and that was just trying to pull the shoulders in. So if you get anywhere beyond the rock surface, you're not going anywhere. You just sink. And you sink until whatever it is hits the bottom of your machine. So we've had Campbell's down there once to pull us out. So the other time he got stopped in time, the first time he was going along and outside of the blade hooked a tree, an old tree trunk, and so it cranked him into the mud. No, I don't think they're done yet. Terry, sorry, she was asking if claims are ready. So they're wrapping up, and that'll be a FEMA project, so nice of FEMA to pay for rock down there again. I think they've made a history of that. Guys got done with Golden Road. That's also a FEMA project, so sometime when it works out, I got Bob out there last Tuesday, and they're wrapping it up, but I'll slip you through there because what they did was a really, it needed to be done, and you haven't seen a picture of it. We lost the entire wing, and then that created a slide, so we lost the whole shoulder. All the guardrail fell down in, so the work they did really improved that. Put up a gabion basket wall there for a wing and for stabilizing the slope. That crew has moved up to Iowa City Road on the dirt portion. We had a failed culvert up there, so they're working up there, and it's kind of a pain, so they're fighting with that right now. And then Bob and I both attended a meeting last week up at the school about the bypass around Mediapolis, and I think the DOT might have outnumbered the people that attended. At any one time, there were people in and out for 2 hours or for an hour and a half, but so nothing real new there. It wasn't really a realignment or anything. It was just they were looking to talk to property owners. So there were some questions. I'm not sure. I think I fielded as many questions as they did on stuff. So that was worthwhile. And otherwise, there's a lot more going on. And if you guys get any questions, send them my way.
Thanks, Brian.
Yep.
Correspondence. Do either of you gentlemen have any correspondence?
No.
No. I had none.
Got a little, received some correspondence from the American Ordnance regarding a Class 1 permit modification. It's a new document approval page that's been prepared and submitted to the EPA to replace the existing page in the Spill Prevention Control and Countermeasure Plan to reflect a change in the command at the Iowa Army Ammunition Plant. I'm not going to bore us all by reading this into the record, but if anybody's interested, this will be on file and available for review at the auditor's office.
And we got some correspondence from Great River Medical Center. You might require, you might remember, 5 or 6 years ago that the county, I don't know what the term would be, sponsored a conduit bond for the construction of the Klein unit out there. And a conduit bond is where that nonprofit organization, they can borrow the county or city's ability to borrow with tax-free interest. So we sponsor that. We don't have any liability. It just, it helps them out, and if they don't pay it, it's no skin off our nose. And then anyway, it says, according to Section 405 of the loan agreement between Des Moines County, Iowa, and Great River Medical Center, the borrower agrees that it will annually, on or before August 15th of each year, furnish the issuer with a statement of the principal amount of the bonds outstanding as of the immediately preceding June 30th. According to our records, the principal amount of the health facility's revenue bond, Series 2012A, was $20,666,666.67. And the outstanding principal amount of the health facility's bonds, Series 212B, was $10,877,192.98 as of June 30th, 2019. If there's any questions, feel free to call Brenda Hudson at 319-768-3601. As before, that will be on file at the auditor's office. That's all I have. We have accounts payable claims in the amount of $1,149,189.85. Excuse me. Cheryl?
Jim Perry?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have a personnel action from local health. We have a new hire full-time secretary, Ari Kramer, with a salary of $34,082.34 a year, effective August 1st.
Excuse me. Approved.
Second.
Cheryl.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. We have the jail report, jail statistics for June 2019. These will be on file in the auditor's office.
Very interesting reading.
Might add to that, Doug said this morning before we left, we had 91 populations.
Yeah.
This morning.
Again.
Let's pop back up a little bit. The you can't see in June where. We're starting back down, and I think July must have been better, but pop back up. I think they have a...
Might be more if this gets over out of here.
I'm going to refrain from adding an editorial comment, but I'm tempted. We have minutes for the regular meeting of July 30th, 2019.
Move to approve.
Oh, second, I'm sorry.
Abstain.
Cheryl?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. I forgot you. Any other business?
I have none.
Future agenda items. Committee reports? Previously covered by Mr. Carter.
Mr. Carter. Garrett's there too. Mm-hmm.
Yep, Garrett was there.
Put him on the calendar. I don't think I have anything else. I think
public input. If anybody would like to address the board, please give us, oh, excuse me. Ken, I didn't even.
I just slipped in. Sorry, I was late.
I will back up to meet with department heads for you. Ken Heinemann, Coordinator of Disability Services, Community Services.
We're just continuing to help people and getting ready for, you know, this is Claims Friday for the region, so lots of claims coming in. We've got our governing board and change agent meeting on the 14th of August, so we're just getting everything ready for that. But nothing really new to report beyond the normal everyday activity.
Thanks, Ken. Public input. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, please give us your name and address for the record. Seeing no one rise, with an aye, we are adjourned.
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Maybe I need to go upstairs to find something, right?
Did you hear what was going on?
A little bit.